In the late 1800s, this town was in need of a place to hold large gatherings, and what resulted was a true gem. It fell on hard times, but in recent years, local citizens have reconstructed the place to the glory of old and are once again holding events in the historic building. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1794, General Anthony Wayne constructed Fort Recovery in West Central Ohio. Jill Andrews says a town of the same name soon began to grow.
People started building homes outside of the forts fairly quickly. Ohio became a state in 1803, and in 1879, we got a railroad.
The rail traffic turned this frontier town into a place that suddenly needed modern amenities for the traveling public.
They rebuilt all the buildings. You can see them mostly downtown. They're brick buildings with what would have been modern storefronts at the time. As part of that, the Opera House building was built.
That Opera House opened in 1883 and served an important need.
Because we were the corner of the Northwest Territory, we had a lot of people and a lot of different religions. So other places in the area, the towns used to congregate at the Catholic Church. But because we had 8 different churches in town, they wanted a spot for cultural events in town.
This Opera House had some unique features that made it stand out from others.
An Opera House kind of in the frontier was a big cultural status. And one of the ways we're a little unique in this, our Opera House was painted. Like patterns, murals, every inch of it was painted. They did everything from school plays and graduations to a medicine man.
The Opera House fell on hard times when a new high school with an auditorium was constructed in the 1930s. But local citizens rallied to save and restore this building. Today, it is a place that hosts many events, and the town hosts many people for day trips to see the history and much more in the town that grew up around the fort. Traveling the Countryside in Fort Recovery, Ohio, I'm Andrew McRae.